The following program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Christ for All Nations.
When you set out on a journey, clear directions make for an enjoyable trip. Well, life is no different. If you know God's direction for your life, you're always confident, no matter what comes your way. But too many people tend to complicate the process of discovery and end up stressing out or simply giving up. Coming up, Daniel Kalender reveals that God actually wants you to discover His will for your life and why it may be even closer than you think. That's next on Christ for All Nations.
My name is Daniel Kalenda. I'm a missionary evangelist who preaches to millions each year alongside evangelist Reinhard Bonnke in Africa and across the world. At our gospel outreaches, we are witnessing an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that is winning astonishing numbers of people to Christ, one soul at a time. The Lord is also divinely healing broken bodies and restoring lives to the glory of God Almighty. Now, I want to invite you to hear the gospel. See and experience God's miraculous touch. And discover the mission of Christ for All Nations. Hello, everybody. This is Evangelist Daniel Kalenda, coming to you again from the city of Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. What you see behind me is literally tens of thousands of people that have gathered here on this field, not for a rock concert or to see some pop star, but to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke and I have been preaching here this week. We've seen amazing testimonies and miracles. God has done amazing things here in Addis Ababa, and I believe that the best is yet to come in Jesus' name. Now, in today's broadcast, I want to share with you a topic that has been on my heart over the last several months. It's the theme of finding God's will for your life. You know, as I travel around the world and I speak to people, they're often asking me, how do I find God's will for my life? And so I began to study this topic, and I began to write about it. And I want to share a truth from God's word with you today. The first thing that you need to know, my friend, is that it's not nearly as difficult as you might think.
Please turn left in 57.2 feet.
Pull over, just pull over. Okay, you know what? The guy at the gas station said to just keep going straight.
I don't care what he said. The GPS should never fail.
Just figure something out. I'm scared.
Rechts abend mach's will.
What is that? Is that German?
I don't speak German. I pulled over. Now what?
Recalculating.
For the last time. Tom, this is not working. We're going to have to do this the old-fashioned way.
Just stay calm. We can figure this out. What do people do before GPS?
Phones. We have cell phones. Just ask Siri.
Really? Why didn't I think about that? Siri, hey, we are incredibly lost. Can you please help us out?
I'm really sorry about this, Brian, but your GPS is a close personal friend of mine. Please follow his directions.
We're all dead.
Thank you, Siri.
Okay, time out, guys. We can figure this out. I mean, what do people do before cell phones?
We'll have to conserve food until the rescue choppers get here. I'll take stock.
You know what, you guys, we just need to calm down, because the best thing that you could do in a disaster situation is just to stay calm.
Make a U-turn, you dummies.
Okay, nothing I do works.
Catch up. Excellent. This will keep our blood sugar up.
All I ever wanted to do was just to get from point A to point B. Is that really too much to ask?
Guys, just breathe. The key to this is just deep, measured breath. Follow me.
There's still some vital juices left. This will work for protein.
I never told my mom how much I loved her. I'm just looking for a little clear direction.
Wait, guys, what day is it? Saturday? Surely people are going to notice when we're not in church this weekend.
Recalculating?
Or next weekend?
Please, there's somebody show me the way.
If push comes to shove, we may have to sacrifice one of us for the good of the others.
Yep.
Brian looks like he'll taste the best.
Me? I'm a vegetarian. You're the one who eats beef. You really have more meat on your bones than I do.
Prove it!
Turn right now.
Hey guys, we're gonna die here. We are all gonna die.
Well, guys, you made it. I figured you'd just walk. It's 2 blocks away.
George Bernard Shaw said, "No question is so difficult as that to which the answer is obvious." You know, the question of God's will for our lives is not a small matter. In fact, perhaps it's one of the most important questions in the world. And for that reason, many people are scared to death that they're going to miss it and going to end up in some dead end. But just because it's important doesn't mean that it has to be difficult. In fact, God has gone to great lengths to reveal His will to us. He wants us to discover it more than we want to discover it ourselves. You know, I heard an interesting story about a farmer that lived on a farm in North Carolina that his family had owned for many decades. They had cultivated that land for generations, year after year, sowing and reaping in the same fields. Then one day the farmer died, and after being in the family for more than 200 years, the property was sold to one of the neighbors. And as the new farmer was walking in the field, he saw a large, unusual-looking rock just barely sticking up out of the ground. He dug it up, he began to examine it, and he could immediately see that this was no ordinary rock, but some kind of a gemstone. So he took it to a jeweler in the town where he lived, and the jeweler confirmed what the farmer already suspected, that this unusual-looking rock was actually a large, uncut emerald that has since proven to be worth several $1 million. Now think about this. That emerald was in the field all along, just waiting for somebody to come along and discover it. For generations, farmer after farmer had worked in that field. Undoubtedly, they had seen it thousands of times before, but they'd overlooked it because to the casual observer, it appeared to be nothing more than an ordinary rock. You know, when we discover something, we're actually uncovering or finding something that was already in existence, but that we were unaware of previously. Many people are frantically seeking God's will for their lives, but just like our slightly insane friends that thought they were lost when they were actually sitting in the parking lot of their desired destination, what many people are seeking for is right under their nose, but they continue to look for it because they don't recognize it. My friend, how true it is that oftentimes the most difficult questions have the most obvious answers. The reality is that you're probably a lot closer to discovering God's will than you realize. My friend, I've just finished a brand new book called Live Before You Die, Wake Up to God's Will for Your Life. The reason I wrote this book is because as I travel around the world ministering, people were always coming to me and asking this question over and over. How do I discover and fulfill God's will for your life? And so I immersed myself in this topic, and I asked the Lord to help me to write a book that would be a key to help you discover and fulfill God's will for your life. This book has just become available. You can get it at Amazon.com or find bookstores anywhere. And I would encourage you to do that today. I know it's going to be a great blessing for your life in Jesus' name. Now, if you have a prayer request, I want you to right now get in touch with us. Use that contact information that's there on your screen and let us know how we can begin to pray and intercede for you. We want to do that for you today. Now, in just a moment, I want you to see a clip of what's coming up in the next year. You know, the Ministry of Christ for All Nations is a soul-winning ministry. And we believe that God's love does not discriminate against anybody. We preach the gospel not only to the Christians, but to the Muslims, to the Hindus, and to everybody else. You know, Jesus loves Muslims just as much as he loves anybody else, and he wants them to be saved. That's why where we're going next year is into many of these places that are predominantly Muslim, but at the same time, God's love is being extended to everybody without partiality, and we believe that there's going to be a mighty harvest of souls and great salvation is going to break out. Watch what's coming up in the next year.
Tonight you will find salvation. Are you ready? It is the wonderful name. It is the glorious name. It is the matchless name. It is the name above all names. It is the name of Jesus. Churrapaka salamandara patiro. also. Hallelujah!
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 Jesus! Yes, Jesus!
When Reinhard Bonnke, the founder of Christ for All Nations, first answered the call to minister on the continent of Africa, he worked faithfully and tirelessly. Over four decades later, God is using Christ for All Nations to lead a growing wave of salvation across Africa and fulfilling the vision given by the Lord, recording over 70 million individual signed decisions for Christ and planting them in the African church to grow in faith and win others to Jesus. Today, we are watching the hand of God open doors to nations that were tightly closed for decades. Suddenly, they've been flung wide open for ministry.
When people see the power of God demonstrated, whether they have an animistic background, worshipping their forefathers, or whether it's Muslim, or any other non-Christian background, when they see the power of God demonstrated, people say, this is genuine, we want this, what is it? And we say, this is Jesus Christ.
Tonight, sin and death might be pulling you down. Maybe you're just about to burst hell wide open. But tonight, if you will call on the name of Jesus, that nail-pierced hand will sweep under you. He will break the power of sin and death. And will lift you higher and higher and higher and higher and higher all the way to heaven. Say amen.
But now we also face a growing turmoil in Africa led by Muslim extremists. Infiltrating into various nations, they are stirring peaceful Africans to violence against their brothers and sisters. Yet in the midst of this situation, the Lord has us consistently standing in front of hundreds of thousands of spiritually hungry Muslims. And the power of the gospel is being openly demonstrated and confirmed with miracles, signs, and wonders. Rashid is one example. The son of an imam, he was being groomed to be an Islamic leader.
There I was taught the Quran. I learned so many surahs. They call it surahs. There are verses in the Quran. I learned a lot of them. I was there going to mosque, praying my five daily prayers, you know, fasting. And all of that.
Then one day he attended a Christ for All Nations event.
It's a miracle because, as a matter of fact, nobody invited me. You know, I just saw the whole city moving to the stadium.
As Reinhard Bonnke preached, the Holy Spirit called Rashid to new life in Christ.
What happened? I just saw myself crying, you know, singing, weeping. You know, I was just crying, I fell to the ground on the stairs at the stadium. All of a sudden, he just stopped the message and he made an altar call. He led us to the salvation prayer, and I had to make that prayer.
Today, Rashid is one of the top lawyers in the entire nation of Sierra Leone, and he's sharing the love of Jesus with others.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Word of God says, the Holy Spirit raises up a standard. And we are one small part of that standard. We're not easily put off. In fact, we are inspired to greater efforts to bring the peace-loving message of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
If you can appreciate this incredible news, you'll understand why we need the prayers and support of friends and partners like never before. We need your help because we are pulling out all the stops and making preparation in full anticipation of a mighty move of God's grace and power among Muslims and all Africans, a move that has already begun.
The Muslim people, by and large, in the West African and North African countries, are actually peace-loving people and receive the Word of God openly. And come in there hundreds of thousands to the events and many, many become converted. And this is borne out by a number of countries who publish their United Nations statistics and show rising Christian populations. But the activists, fanatics, whatever you want to call them, the people who stir up a lot of animosity and trouble, by and large, are imports. Who does that? We don't know, but they certainly come in from other places and they cause foment and difficulty.
This year, Christ for All Nations will hold gospel campaigns in six nations with significant Muslim populations. You can be a part of every soul that is saved and every life that is healed. This door that God has opened for us is historic. Together, we can go to lost men, women and children who have no hope. Those who have not heard the gospel, regardless of their past or religious background.
My friend, these are the days of harvest, and God is opening doors for us all over the world. I believe that the greatest things in evangelism are still to come in the days ahead. And actually, speaking of what's coming up ahead, in this broadcast, we want to pray for you and for your prayer needs as well. So I'm inviting you to use that contact information that's there on your screen. Get in touch with us and let us know what we can agree with you in prayer about. I believe the Lord's going to touch you and meet your need today in Jesus' name. Also, just ahead, I want you to meet a Muslim man who was once blind until Jesus restored his sight. That's coming up next on Christ for All Nations.
You Die is an interactive book that features dramatic short films and teachings via QR codes to enhance the total experience of readers. Order your copies today.
Just like a seed grows from the ground into a great tree, last year you helped grow over 2 million new believers in Jesus as Savior across Africa. Each of those saved lives are credited to your account in heaven. This year, the fields of Africa are ripe for harvest, and the Lord has opened several nations for ministry. But we must have your help to share the gospel, sow discipleship materials, and perform the follow-up that will grow millions of new believers this coming year. Won't you call now and make a commitment of faith to reach the lost through Christ for All Nations? Become a one-soul covenant partner with a gift of 82 cents a day. That's just $25 a month. For less than a cup of coffee, you'll be a powerful part of winning millions to Christ, one soul at a time. Your prayerful support and monthly gift of any amount allows us to share great gospel campaigns in every nation the Lord is giving us this year. And as those new believers grow and share the gospel with others, you'll be helping win even more people to Christ. Don't delay. Call and give a gift of $25, $50, or whatever the Lord puts on your heart as a monthly gift, and you'll be changing the lives of lost souls for all eternity. As a welcome to the One Soul family, we want to send you a custom One Soul polo shirt to wear and tell others you're a soul winner. You'll also receive the powerful DVD teaching, God the Master Artist, to help you discover how the Lord can turn your life into a masterpiece. So please, say yes to soul winning. Make your call and visit our website now.
My friend, let me just take a moment to speak to you from my heart and express to you how much we here at Christ for All Nations really love and appreciate those of you who have been giving and praying for this ministry on a regular basis. It means the world to us, and literally the consequence has been the salvation of millions of souls. We continue to depend on you day after day, week after week, and year after year. I want to ask you today, if you're able to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, I want to say thank you to you by sending you a gift. It's a DVD of a message that I preached recently called God, the Master Artist. I preached this message to help those that were there discover and fulfill God's destiny for their lives. And I want to sow this into your life today when you give a gift of any amount. Also, if you feel compelled to partner with this ministry in a deeper and more ongoing way, I want to invite you to become a One Soul Covenant partner. What is a One Soul Covenant partner? Well, we are a tight-knit community of people that have gathered around this mission to see Africa saved from Cape Town to Cairo. And these precious One Soul partners have said, we're going to stand with you faithfully on a monthly basis, prayerfully and financially. If that's you, I want to encourage you, use that contact information that's there on your screen and let us know that you want to become a One Soul Covenant partner. And in return, I want to send you not only that DVD that I was speaking about earlier, but also a custom polo shirt that has the One Soul logo on it. It's going to identify you as one of our precious partners, and you're going to become the beneficiary of many, many benefits that we will also tell you about later. Now, just ahead, I want you to see an amazing story of a man who couldn't see. He had no hope in his life, but his children believed that Jesus could work a miracle. Look at what happened.
Bulama Musa heard that a Christ for All Nations campaign was coming and that blind eyes would be opened. This blind man is 70 years old. His son-in-law, Waja, explained how Bulama learned that Reinhard Bonnke was coming to Mubi, Nigeria.
An announcement was made in the churches where Bulama's children attended that Reinhard Bonnke was coming, that those in need of healing should come and be prayed for. They told their father. Bulama went to the campaign a day early to ensure that he wouldn't miss it.
As the meeting was about to begin, Waja found a spot for Bulama to sit so that he wouldn't be wandering around.
After the message, there were many sick people. After the prayer had been made for the healing, many people received their blessing. So, the blind men, some of them were able to see, the cripples, some of them were able to walk yesterday.
Tonight the blind will see and the cripples will dance. If you brought a blind person, after this prayer, you will check that blind person out. Well, I tell you, after this prayer, you're going to see Bonnke on the platform. In the name of Jesus, I command blind eyes to open now in the name of Jesus. Be healed from every eye disease in the name of Jesus. Now put your hands down. Blind people, remove your hand from your blind eye or eyes. Look forward, you can see Bonnke now.
Were you blind and received the sight?
Is a Muslim 3 years he was blind, now he can see.
Jesus will heal you!
Since I have received my vision, I am very healthy and happy. No other signs of sickness are in my body. I feel a total change in my body. And now I have extra strength. When I go back to my village, I will go and tell my people that it is Jesus who heals me. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
My friend, what Jesus did for that brother, he will also do for you today. I'm sure of this because the Bible says that God is not a respecter of persons. And so we're going to pray for you today. We're going to pray for your needs. And I believe Jesus is going to reach out to you and touch you. In fact, right here in front of me, you are going to see prayer requests that have been sent in from around the world. This is how seriously we take prayer requests. We have hand-carried these prayer requests to the field here in Ethiopia. And right now, in this atmosphere of power and of miracles, I'm going to lay my hands on these requests and extend my hand to you as well. And I believe that the same anointing we're experiencing here will flow in your life in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I thank you today because you are the God that heals. You are the God that provides. You are the God that cares and loves his children. And Lord, I just pray today that you would send your miracle working power into the life of each and every brother and sister who's watching right now. Lord, I pray that every sickness and every disease would leave their body right now, be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. I rebuke cancer in Jesus' name. I rebuke arthritis in Jesus' name. I command all pain to go out of your body. Be healed now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. And Father, I lay my hands upon these requests. Lord, I ask that you would send your power, send your spirit to each and every needy person. Lord, every financial need, every relational need, every family need. Lord, you have read each and every one of these requests. Lord, I pray you'd send your power now and meet every need according to the power that you worked in your son, Jesus Christ, upon the cross. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen. My friend, I believe that the Lord is doing something in your life. Appropriate that by faith today, and you will see results. I believe that with all of my heart. And I want you to do something for me. As you see what God is doing in your life, I want to hear about it. So use that contact information on your screen and send us your testimony of what God is doing. We want to rejoice with you. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. And when you get in touch with us, I want to send you a gift, a free DVD called Raised from the Dead. It's an amazing documentary of a man who was dead for 3 days and embalmed, and Jesus brought him back to life again. I want to give this to you absolutely free today. It's yours just for the asking. My friend, it's been a joy to be with you today, and I look forward to seeing you again next time on another broadcast of Christ for All Nations.
Before You Die is an interactive book that features dramatic short films and teachings via QR codes to enhance the total experience of readers. Order your copies today.
To learn more about the mission and ministry of Christ for All Nations, please visit our website. You can write to us at CFAN. P.O. Box 590356, Orlando, Florida, 32859. Visit our prayer site to share a prayer request or testimony. Thank you for helping win millions to Christ, one soul at a time.
The preceding program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Christ for All Nations.